Welcome to another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your agronomist from AlliantFS. For this week's episode, I'd like to focus on soybean scouting. We've been talking a lot about in-season scouting in the last few weeks. There are a few things that we need to still be scouting for in our soybean fields, and that's some of the late-season foliar diseases that seem to be making an appearance lately. So one of the most common ones that get identified is sudden death syndrome, or SDS. We typically see foliar symptoms with intercrosis tissue, which basically just means dead tissue between the veins. But really, we need to take a deeper look into the soybean fields to see if there might be another disease, because SDS can't be fully diagnosed by the leaves alone. There are two other diseases that look very similar in foliar to SDS, and those would be red crown rot and brown stem rot. And we need to really look at the stems and the bases of stems around its soil line to really distinguish between these three diseases. As a reminder, SDS is going to have a bluish-gray mold on the stems, whereas red crown rot, just as the name suggests, you'll have some red fruiting bodies around the stem at the soil line. Also, for brown stem rot, just as that name indicates, you will have some brown discoloration on the inside of the stem. So if we're moving through this late season here in August, we still need to keep an eye on soybean fields for foliar diseases and make appropriate management strategies for the next coming years when these fields may be back in soybeans. Remember that a lot of plant pathogens thrive in warm, wet, or cool wet, but the common denominator is wet. So anything that we can do to improve soil compaction, soil drainage, will help alleviate some of the pressure of these diseases. And then also some of these diseases have been shown to have good control with seed treatments or through natural selection or through good field tolerances with good soybean variety selection. But if growers or listeners have got questions about any of these management strategies or identification of these diseases in your field, I encourage you to reach out to your AlliantFS crop specialist, or growers or listeners can always reach me personally at 217-318-9100. Again, this has been another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your agronomist from AlliantFS.